somebody standing outside the door, invite them in. There are some really good seats down front. You're in Baptist country, and those back seats fill up pretty fast. And so if you were a little late getting in here, why, you know, come right on up front. There's some wonderful seats up here. All right. Well, we are just delighted to welcome you to a program that we call Applied Reproductive Technologies in Beef Cattle. A number of years ago, as synchronization programs developed that were going to allow us to really change the way that we do business with reproduction in beef cattle, a group got together and said, you know, we really need to take this seriously. We need to promote this full speed ahead. And so from that has flowed an awfully lot of efforts by some of the people that you'll hear from and meet during this conference to have us kind of upgrade what we were doing with beef cattle reproduction. And later on, I was invited to be part of the committee that kind of works with these. And so we were fortunate enough in Virginia to be invited to host what's become an annual meeting. They've been held across the United States, but this is the first one in an East Coast state. And we're really grateful that all of you have taken time from your busy schedules to be here with us. We're confident that you'll be well paid for your time and efforts to be here and meet with us. This meeting is a little different, I think, than many that you have attended of an educational nature. Often you invite one or two people and ask them to kind of summarize the work that lots of people have done. And during this meeting, you'll have a chance to hear from the people who've actually done the work. And so every speaker here is distinguished. Every speaker is well-schooled in the things that they're going to talk to you about. And so we're just really excited to have all those people here. It was just fun for me last night to see these people coming and gathering in Virginia and giving them a chance to see our beautiful Shenandoah Valley and get to know those of you who are here at the meeting. And I would encourage you to shake hands and visit with these people that have come. They have some real things to teach. And we're all excited about the beef cattle industry, and we're excited about reproduction in the beef cattle industry. And you'll hear an awful lot about that during today and tomorrow. Need to just detail a few things about the meeting. I will pass, just starting here in a minute, a sign-in roster. What's that for? Well, if you're a veterinarian and you want a certificate for continuing education, then we're required to certify that you're here. But Jim Snodgrass, if your wife asked if you were here, if you signed, why, that'll kind of increase the odds that she believes that you really were here. And so you're welcome to sign or not, but veterinarians, for your continuing education credit, if you'll sign that as we pass it around. A little bit about the details of the meeting and how we're going to conduct things. Tonight, we're going to have dinner at the Museum of Frontier Culture. Out on the table, there's a little piece of paper that'll give you directions. You can get lost in downtown Stanton. You know, speaking of cows, I guarantee a cow designed this street system. You know, she wandered through here, and that's kind of how it is. But those directions will help you find your way back. It's just on the outskirts of town. It's a really interesting place, and the extension agents, the animal agricultural extension agents, are cooking dinner for us, and we really appreciate them being willing to do that. Certified Angus beef is provided the beef, so dinner will be excellent. Select Sires or Select Sire Power from Virginia, North Carolina, is hosting an ice cream social as the dessert part of that. And so we'll try to thank at every opportunity the sponsors who've made this possible. But especially we thank Certified Angus Beef, and you'll hear from Dr. Cora here in a few minutes, and Select Sire Power and the extension agents for preparing dinner for us tonight. There are a number of you who didn't get here by driving, and so it is a bit of a long walk. When we get to finishing up things this afternoon, I'll introduce you to our Virginia Tech staff, and we've got plenty of vehicles, and so we'll send them back in the corner, and they can raise your hands, and if you need a ride, if you'll hook up with one of them, we'll get you transported out there and back as well. I think that's kind of it for details, all of our meetings. Oh, let me talk to you a little bit about tonight. We decided that, listening to lectures is a time-honored way to learn things. We say at Virginia Tech that we define a lecture as the process of transferring information from the professor's notes to the student's notes without being processed through the mind of either one of them. Now, I hope that won't be the case for many of you here today, but a lot of us learn very well in an interactive kind of setting. And so tonight, after dinner, we're going to come back. We're going to divide things up and put you in separate rooms. We decided that a logical way to divide you was to have the veterinarians in one session, because after all, we veterinarians are special people, and we couldn't deem to associate with the rest of you, and so we're going to lock those. No, really, it's because they smell. We're going to get them off away from you. And so they're going to have one session. And then people who are associated with the artificial insemination industry, there are a lot of you here, and we're going to put you in a different area. And then those of you that call yourselves producers, many of us wear several hats, we're going to make a session for you. And if none of the three of those fits you, then you're welcome to hang out wherever, in whichever of those sessions you'd like to hang out. And so we've invited our speakers as experts to kind of assign them to sessions where they think they'd fit the best. And so bring your questions and your comments about things. And we think these will be very useful sessions, a chance to kind of interact with these distinguished speakers and ask questions and whatever. Now, let me say that when I suggested planning this, that there were people who said, will they run off, if we get them out there? And I said, no, sir, not a Virginian. They would not do that. They would not lower themselves to leave. And so please support me in that. It'll be tempting to go to a bar. I promise the bars of Stanton will still be open after we get through talking to you. And so we really would encourage you to come back and participate in those evening sessions. I think they'll be excellent. I think they'll be a chance to really ask your own questions and get answers and kind of get a feeling for things that are happening in yours and others' producers' operations and in the industry. And so we'd really invite you to be back to those. Okay, there have been a number of people who have helped on the local committee. Certainly, if I start naming them, I'll miss several of them. But let me extend special thanks to the people from Continuing Education at Virginia Tech. They're out there busy handling the registration, but they have really been great. And anything of a business nature, they'll be happy to help you resolve that out there. Veterinarians, they'll promise to get certifications, to get continuing education certifications mailed to you in the next few days. This would not be possible without lots and lots of sponsors. You all think that it was fairly expensive to come to this meeting because we've done so many that are kind of budget operations. But I promise you that without the sponsor's support, it would have been prohibitively expensive to do this meeting. They have contributed significant funds to be here. And Doug Harris, Doug, where are you? Missing Doug. He's out looking for another sponsor out there somewhere. But anyway, Doug Harris and Jennifer Ligon handled hunting up local sponsors, and the members of this reproductive task force have worked on a national level to find sponsors. And so we would encourage you to thank them. for having supported us to visit their booths. Those booths will be set up today and tomorrow out there, and so you're really highly encouraged to stop by those booths and visit with them and kind of learn about the services they're offering. And we really appreciate them having been here to sponsor us. Okay, I think that's kind of got the business out of the way. And with all of that said, Brian House, who works with Select Sires, is going to be our moderator for this first session this morning. And I'll see if I can get the first presentation up. And Brian, let me hand you the microphone. And you can go to work introducing people.